Welcome back, listeners, to the Youth Rise podcast, a podcast dedicated to explore the personal stories and experiences of youth in the community, as well as touching on pressing issues in society. I'm your host, Queenie Gong, and today, unlike other podcasts, I'm not joined with a guest speaker. However, I will be discussing and talking about an important topic that I'm currently researching about and that I'm very interested in. And this topic is known as pink tax. So, for those who may not know, the term pink tax emerged in the 1990s when a study conducted by the state of California's Assembly Office of Research revealed a significant price disparity between services typically used by men and women. So, the study found that approximately 64% of stores in the five major cities charged more to wash and dry clean a woman's blouse compared to a men's shirt. And this initial discovery shed light on a pervasive issue of gender-based pricing discrepancies. Pink tax refers to the phenomenon where products targeted towards women and girls are priced higher than equivalent products marketed towards men or boys. It encompasses a wide range of consumer goods and services such as razors, shampoo, clothing, and many other personal care items. And despite its name, it's quite funny that pink tax is not an actual government-imposed tax. Rather, it represents the extra cost burden placed on consumers who purchase products marketed towards women. So pink in the name refers to girls or women because it's kind of like a stereotypical color to refer to women. And then blue is typically a stereotypical color to give to men. So then we would name the products that have a pink tax on them pink products, and then the products that are for men, blue products. So the additional revenue generated from the inflated prices goes directly to the companies that engage in this pricing strategy. So the government is not really benefiting from this tax. Why is pink tax so significant, and why is it all over social media and many people are talking about it? It's because it's a clear comparison between women and men. So pink tax heightens existing economic disparities. As women already typically earn less income than men on average, it's harder for them to get high-paying jobs. It's difficult for them to even find a job. And the imposition of higher prices on products and services targeted towards women further widens this gender-based economic gap. This unfair pricing practice raises questions of equity and fairness, prompting calls for legislative action to address the issue, because clearly it's a problem that is more so on the government end, and it's more so laws that can prohibit companies from imposing these taxes that where the issue can be truly solved. However, I'm not saying that efforts to combat pink tax have not been attempted or demonstrated, because there are clear examples in history of people trying to do so. So several states in the US have taken steps to mitigate the impact of pink tax through legislation. For example, California implemented the Gender Tax Repeal Act of 1995, which mandated equal pricing for services that require the same time, cost, and skill regardless of gender. This legislation initially focused on services such as haircuts, dry cleaning, and car repairs, but was later expanded to include products as well. Additionally, former U.S. Representative Jackie Speier introduced the Pink Tax Repeal Act at the federal level in 2016, aiming to prohibit price discrimination based on gender for consumer products. Legislative efforts have been made both on a provincial and federal level, with some succeeding and also many failing. And efforts to reduce pink tax sometimes extend beyond legislative measures as well, because this includes consumer education and advocacy. By raising awareness about the existence and impact of pink tax, individuals can make informed purchasing decisions and actively support businesses that promote gender-neutral pricing practices. Furthermore, initiatives that challenge gender stereotypes in marketing and product design can help dismantle the underlying biases that contribute to pink tax. Collaborative efforts between policymakers, business, and advocacy groups are essential to effect meaningful change and create a more equitable consumer marketplace for all. And for many people currently who are caught in the large inflation rates and are having a hard time finding products that are cheap but good in quality and that they can actually use in this high inflation economy, there are many practical strategies for consumers to mitigate the impact of pink tax. So this includes seeking out sales and discounts and opting for gender neutral products whenever possible. It also includes supporting companies that prioritize fair pricing practices, just like I said before. So by being mindful of pricing discrepancies and actively advocating for gender neutral pricing, individuals can contribute to a more equitable and inclusive consumer landscape. Additionally, engaging in discussions with educated women and peers and teachers, and sharing information about the pink tax can help raise awareness and foster collective action towards addressing this form of gender-based discrimination. It's also very important to realize that it's difficult to completely remove pink tax because it was created based on a stereotype and a stigma against women and this gender discrimination that women had from the 1900s all the way till the early 2000s still exists in society currently, and it's very difficult to completely remove that. And in the future, although hopefully it can be balanced out and hopefully products for men and women will become the same, it is very difficult to see the future that way because of currently how it is like both on social media, society, and just how it's unfair for women to have to pay for products that are similar but just more expensive because they're pink or marketed towards women. And I also believe that it's not fair for girls and women to go out of their way for searching for products just because they can't afford the products that are marketed specifically for them. And it's already unfair that in the society, women are already paid less. It's very difficult for them to find jobs compared to men. And we see this in different fields as well, such as sports, where women are technically there for media purposes and they're forced to wear clothing, for example, that don't really fit the sport that they're playing. And it's very, very sad to see that in society there's still so many stereotypes put against women, and it's saddening to see that families who are in the low income range and they can't afford products for their children, they have to really go out of their way to find products that are maybe cheaper and not as good of quality just because they can't afford the products that are just so much greater than products that are meant for men. And although this is a very pressing issue in society, and it is well known now because of how much awareness has been going around about it and research that has been done, and many legislative actions have been met. However, I think it's important to raise more awareness about this issue because it is not really talked about between peers, families, or just people a comfortable topic to talk about. And I think this must be changed because it is so relevant in today's society that it should be okay to talk about. And that's kind of my purpose of today's podcast. So I wanted to raise awareness about this rising issue, and I hope that you guys all enjoyed some quick info about pink tax. And although I did not really go super in-depth about the implications of pink tax or some of the causes or more examples of a few of the legislative actions that have been met against pink tax, I still think that everyone could do further research about this issue because it's very interesting to see. And I also find it interesting the different actions that different organizations and states have tried to do and why it hasn't worked for some reason. And I personally find this issue very interesting for myself. And I hope that in the future, more changes can be made of this difference between men and women, and hopefully pink tax can slowly not be called pink tax anymore and be called something different. So thank you so much everyone for listening in on today's podcast, and I hope that all of you guys enjoyed. Stay tuned for next week's podcast. Thank you.